This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hello, I'm Rob Beckett.
And I'm Josh Widdicombe.
Welcome to Parent in Hell, the show in which Josh and I discuss what it's really like to be a parent, which I would say can be a little tricky.
So, to make ourselves, and hopefully you, feel better about the trials and tribulations of modern-day parenting, each week we'll be chatting to a famous parent about how they're coping.
Or hopefully how they're not coping.
And we'll also be hearing from you, the listener, with your tips, advice and, of course, tales of parenting woe.
Because, let's be honest, there are plenty of times when none of us know what we're doing. Hello, you're listening to Parenting Hell with...
And Rob Beckett.
Oh, Beckett Bart.
That was naughty.
Bart.
That was. Hello, both. I've been listening to your podcast right from the start, and you've kept me smiling throughout lockdown and beyond. Having three older brothers who like to teach him all manner of inappropriate things, here is my youngest, George, who, at only two, has the extraordinary ability to burp on command.
Wow.
Which causes me much embarrassment when out, but amuses the rest of the gang no end. Keep up the good work, Laura Hess from Hazelmere.
That is a brutal skill for your kid to have, isn't it? Yeah. That's instant humiliation, massive laugh from the stranger, but the fifth time you've heard it.
Yeah. Do you know what, Rob? I can make myself burp until I was an adult.
Can you make yourself burp now?
I think I can, but now the pressure's on.
Go on, mate.
No, I can't do it. I just can't.
Come. Go on.
Did you hear that?
No.
Did you hear that?
No, go on.
There you go. I did it. Did you hear that?
Little borrower.
What do you mean, little borrower?
I imagine that's how Lulu burps.
No, she does it like, that's how Lulu burps.
No, you know when Dumbo gets drunk?
Yeah.
That was like that.
All right.
That's horrible. Yes, that's horrible. Sorry, everyone. That's disgusting, isn't it? I prefer your little cute burps.
Thanks, mate.
That's like when you know people in early relationships. Like, oh, it's just like the cutest way she burps. And you're just thinking, oh, it's fucking disgusting.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, just so you know, in 2 years, you'll fucking hate the way she burps.
That'll be the worst thing she does. Yeah. And it'll make your skin itch. But yeah, lap it up now, lap dog.
How are you, Rob? How are you?
I'm all right. I'm very much looking forward to Christmas. There's so much juggling in December for me. I know there is for everyone.
Oh, you're doing circus skills on Rob and Romesh.
Circus skills. I have been doing circus skills.
Basically, it was a bit of a joke.
Was that just a pun?
It was just a joke about so much juggling. It was just a joke.
Oh, no. I've literally been doing juggling.
Oh, well, there we go.
the Rob and Romesh Christmas special is the circus.
Oh, well, there we go.
I performed at Zippo Circus on Sunday.
Did you?
And you'll see that on Sky Max or Sky One, whatever it's called.
Sky Max, yeah.
So, yeah, but for me... obviously, with kids, December's busy anyway, isn't it? Because you have a lot of stuff planned if you're going panto and all that kind of Christmassy things. Plus, you need to see all the family. And luckily, a lot of my family are local, but some people, you know, travel around the country. But also, it's both my daughter's birthdays in December.
Oh, mate.
Right slap bang in the middle.
I love shagging in March.
I love shagging in March. I just love it. I just sort of get a bit, you know, a couple of the layers are coming off. It's warming up a bit.
Once you see a bag of mini eggs. Oh!
I see a cream egg. It's time I start creaming eggs. That's what I say. Anyway, I think that's the laddiest thing we've ever said. I start creaming eggs. But I think it's sort of...
Following on from our burping competition. What has this podcast become?
Right, let's get a ruler and measure our dicks. Let's go. but yeah, so their birthdays are in the middle. So then we have... I always try and, like, book off their birthdays from work, so I do that. But then if they have parties as well, it's hard to book that off as well, because...
Oh, yeah, you're looking at 4 days.
Exactly. And then on top of that, and we do a lot of our filming in December and stuff, and there's loads of, you know, those corporate Christmas parties. So it's really busy. Yeah. For, I think we said this before, so I'm sort of not going to fucking whinge, but it's really busy, so I'm a bit all over the place. And also, it's nativities as well.
Of course.
So you've got that's another day off or morning off.
Yeah, you're doing that for Rob and Ramesh as well, aren't you? You're an
interesting no, I'm not doing that for Rob and Ramesh. But I went to my... So I missed my six-year-old's nativity, who's in year one now.
Yeah.
I missed hers last year. We actually watched it on Zoom, and me and Lou both cried. It was quite a bad day, actually. But a lot worse things happened in the old Panny D. But we missed that. Was really upset by it. So I went to... She's in year one now, which means she was singing, like, a line of a poem, or speaking a line of a poem... Delivering, how do you do a poem?
Performing, I suppose.
Performing a line of a poem with her class, and also singing with her class and singing in a big group, right? So you go and watch that. I went in and watched that. You've got your masks on watching it, which I understand they've got to do that. But I think I would prefer everyone has to do a lateral flow test, and then masks are optional, because I do think, because there was the year ones and year twos and reception, and I think if they're performing just to beady eyes, it's really off-putting. So I did a couple of...
EDI were there.
Yeah, no Liam Gallagher, just the backing band.
Just the backing band.
Fuming with his new success. but no, so it's a bit beady eyes. So I did break my mouth cover a couple of times to flash my daughter a smile to show her that I was thinking it was great. But also, that was really good. The teachers at the end all said, you know, like, you can give a quick smile. Because I think, you know, obviously you've got to be COVID safe, but also you can't leave children wondering all day if they think they've been shit, because all they can see is their parents' eyes.
Me and you know what that's like, Rob.
I know. It's debilitating, isn't it? So I was really happy they did that, because as soon as they did that, all the kids lit up and they enjoyed it. So that was good.
You didn't do anything that other people would do after you've done a gig that would get in her head. Like, go, you know. Did you enjoy that? Do you think that went well?
How did you think that line of the poem went, hey? No, I didn't. Yeah, she was brilliant and it was great and she really enjoyed it. And I think it's just good for kids to start performing in front of people just to get confidence up. So that was great. A couple of things. The nativity. So we saw my daughter singing songs and all that. And then the nativity came out and it was the reception class. And the nativity is a long production if your kid's not in it.
Oh, mate. Yeah, you're just some weird bloke watching other people's kids.
Because the reality is, 5, 6, 7, 4, 5, they're not really cute anymore, unless they're yours, are they? They're just another living thing that's going to be in your way on the tube in about 10, 15 years' time.
Could you leave?
I couldn't leave, because my daughters, what they do is they sort of leave your children on the side like bait that you think, they might pop up again and sing another song.
Yeah, of course.
But they don't. And you know they don't, but you can't walk out of a production. It was a good one. It was Humph the Camel. So whoever played Humph got a few laughs.
Oh, nice.
Because basically Humph just goes, Humph. But it was really good. It was lovely to see all the kids doing that. I did lose it slightly, though, and this is probably tricky for me to say, because I don't know if there's
angry
any...
Tears
of laughter. There was a girl in the performance. I'm not going to say what year she was in, but she looked exactly like Josh Whittaker, a.k.a. you. And I couldn't think of anything else as it was happening.
Guilty as charged, Rob. Let's just put it this way. Around 2014, I head down to... to Southeast London.
I thought you were saying that you snuck in and performed that was your daughter.
No, yeah.
It could have been, yeah, I don't know.
I was trying to go back to our laddie podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're the new Joe Rogans, really.
We are, aren't we? Yeah. You know, apart from, you know, we're not muscly, but we've got hair.
It is weird, that other kids thing. Like, so my daughter's obviously, she was in a class with all the kids at nursery that I knew. Mm. And then you'd get, so I don't know, you get an email... where it'll be like the photo description of their day, and there'll be loads of photos of what they've done. So you get that every day. And it used to be great, because you're just like...
Is that on Firefly or something like that?
It's a tapestry.
Tapestry, we got tapestry or something.
It's a good market to be in. If you cornered that, tapestry must be coining it in, mate.
Oh, what have you got? I've got apps for schools to share photos of the kids with the parents. What a fucking goldmine.
Oh, mate, and here we are plugging away with our stupid little podcast like a couple of losers.
Do little burps at 8 a.m. Pair of pricks. Can I explain what the current schedule is in our house?
Yeah. Afternoon chocolate not gone down as well as you thought.
I'm getting in.
You felt very confident about that last time I spoke to you.
I get in about midnight, 1 a.m, right? Lou's done the long shift on her own. I think at the moment, Lou's having the harder end of the deal here, because she's trying to sort Christmas out, run the house and look after the two kids and the dog, and I'm just going to work, right?
And you're fucking around in a circus tent.
Yeah. doing little burps in the shed on a podcast. So we're both at full pelt at the moment, yeah. Right? But what we're doing at the moment is, because the dog normally gets up about 6, but the dog's been getting up a little bit earlier for a piss, right? The dog's been getting up about 5:05, right? Lou gets up, takes the dog out for a piss, sometimes stays down there, sometimes comes up to bed, but normally he's up from 6, absolute latest. He's up with the dog, right? So the kids start waking up at 6, but we've been trying to, well, even 5:30 the kids have been waking up. So they've been going into my room because we've told them they're not allowed to go downstairs till 7. I don't know why we invented this rule, just trying to get, hoping that they'd sleep in longer. Yeah. So now what happens now? So as soon as Lou goes down at 6, the cat, have I told you this story about the cat? So basically the cat comes in and sits on my head.
Oh yeah, you've said the cat sits on your head. Yeah, you've only said that off, I didn't realise that was a long-term strategy from the cat. I thought it was a one-off.
Well, no, yeah, and I cannot be clearer with my views on the cat in the bed.
Yeah.
It'd be the equivalent of you every morning coming to my front door and I scream, fuck off, Josh, in your face and push you off the doorstep, but you continue to turn up every... What is wrong with cats? So we know all that. We know that sort of morning setup. But now the added bonus is... I thought, oh, this is great. They get a little bit of Lego. So in the morning, they can do a bit of Lego. Sort of like, you know, it's a puzzle. It's fun. It's good for their brains. No, all that happens is at 6 a.m., two children, one after another, come to my room with a little plastic bag of Lego that looks like festival drugs. And they go, Daddy, help me build. In the pitch black without instructions.
Oh.
And then cry if I can't do it.
Oh, God.
And I'm
half
asleep. So now I've got 24 days in a row of building Lego at 6 a.m.
Mate, is chocolate that bad? Is chocolate that bad after all, Rob?
No, give them chocolate. Send them downstairs with a chockey. It's been a disaster. And then Lou's fucking done me again. You know, I was giving her shit for the chocolate in the afternoon, right? And she pulled me up on that, by the way. She's got a book event. Which is
different book each day.
Well, basically, she did it last year and she wrapped them all up. So you get 24 Christmas books. You wrap them all up
for the kids,
and then for the kids.
Oh right, sorry, I thought you meant for Lou. Sorry.
No. For the kids, she's got a wine one. The sicko.
Oh my
24
God.
Bottles of red wine.
She's got a problem.
Anyway. Yeah, exactly, but she's happy. She goes to sleep early, slurs a bit, and then she's up at 5, rearing to go. She's functional. Anyway, so she's got this book vent, so you open all the books, and then you read a Christmas story to them every morning. Isn't that better? And they love it all before bed.
That's much better, isn't it?
I'm thinking about releasing it as a product next Christmas.
Yeah, that is good.
The book vent. The Lou Beckett book vent.
Yeah, that is a good product, Rob.
Yeah, I might do that next year, get Lou on it. But it comes in a little box with book vent written on it, a little bit of ribbon or Christmassy stuff, and it sits on the side, looks Christmassy.
What day's your book? What day are they reading yours?
A class act?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. You know, if you like a bit of book plug-in, I did Big Fat Quiz of Everything.
Yeah.
You know, it's on Channel 4, end of the year. And there was a bit where someone reads a chapter from, or like a couple of lines from a book, you had to guess the book. Obviously, you just guess mine every time, even
lovely.
Though it was Lord of the Rings.
Of course, lovely. It's
a great bit of PR, and they can't cut that out. That's
they
my answer.
They can't cut it out, Rob. They can't cut it out.
They can't cut it out, Josh.
So... And are you doing Elf on the Shelf, Rob?
No, I'm not doing Elf on the Shelf because it's a fucking pain in the ass. That's why I tried to stitch you up with it. You've got to do it 1 year.
When to order it, Rob?
Yeah.
Delivery, 21st of December. What is the fucking point in that?
Absolute mad. Sort your stock levels out, you pricks. Come on. They don't go off either, do they?
No. 21st of December? Why not just say delivery next November? There's literally no need.
Well, we're basing it on the delivery, on the orders we got in September and October. We didn't have this many, so... Seems odd. Seems strange.
How many of them are they getting out the door for 21st of December? What is the need?
21st of December. Oh, my God. We've probably got one in a box somewhere. I can... But that it is fun for a bit. You've got to do 1 year of it.
I'd say wait till you... I tell you, I'll have one, Rob, because it's arriving late December.
You've got to do it for those last 3 days.
Last 3 days. Look who's here. We're going to go and get a tree tomorrow, but we had a very... Oh, by the way.
What do you do about tree, fake or real? Have we had this discussion?
Well, we go real, but
we
went too early 1 year, and it was a sad sight.
Well, that's the thing. We like going early with decorations, but if you go early with a real one, you're screwed.
I love the smell of a real, Rob. Hate carrying the real. Hate carrying the real.
And you're probably some sort of East London sort of street litter, aren't you? Just throw it in the road at the end of the year. Is that what you do?
Yeah, and also I buy it off a dealer down an alleyway as well, Rob, because it's East London.
We went fake, but if you spend a bit of money on fake, apart from the smell, you can't tell the difference.
Yeah, just pop.
Straight up.
Pop a couple of those car air fresheners on it, no one can tell the difference.
It's pre-lit. No wrapping it with lights.
Oh,
it's good.
That's good.
I'm just saying, and I'd say it's expensive, but, you know, if you're buying a real one every year, after about 8 years, you get your money back.
Yeah,
I'm such a dad.
But I love, there's a Christmas tree place in Victoria Park, and we go there, and you feel like you're in a Hallmark movie.
Oh, I don't want to be in a Hallmark movie. I want to be indoors, lit, pre-lit. Josh, by 2030, I'll be making a profit off that tree. I'll look at it like an investment. That'll be my Bitcoin. Also, that's my Ethereum.
Also, I imagine, Rob, the old Wokerati, I imagine it's probably better.
How have they not been called that? You've got to call them that on Last Leg.
No, I think they are called that, aren't they? On the GB Wokerati. News or something. I think that.
The bloody Wokerati.
I'm sure that's a phrase that...
Yeah,
I imagine it's much better to have a fake tree. Do you know what I mean? Because I am sacrificing a tree every year.
Well, yeah, it can't be good for the environment, can it? Chopping down a tree, but then, you know, I am reusing a plastic tree in the loft.
You're getting the most out of the plastic. And I tell you what, Rob, with a fake one, I bet it's easier at the base. I'm already dreading the fucking base.
There's no sloppy, wet, smelly base.
Oh.
You don't want a smelly bottom.
And our cats drink from the base.
Oh, they'll have horrible poos as well. Yeah. Oh, no, you don't want that. But yeah, and also, we didn't want a real one, a dog licking it out. I'm sorry, licking the wall.
Look, Rob, there's some things you don't share on this, okay?
Oh, God. I feel so sexy all of a sudden. I'm like in March. Get so horny near April Fool's.
Bloody hell. Is it Lent? Because I've got a hard on.
Block out December. There's a new baby in town.
So, I put up a message on my Instagram stories. I can't even remember what it was, but it was very early in the day.
Yeah.
And no one engaged with the content of the message, but...
No one's engaging with your content,
but
Josh.
All I got was, what time did you wake up this morning? 4:15? Did you wake up at 4:15? You're up at 4:30 this morning? People really tapped into that being my life now, Rob. Because we went to the Christmas lights in Kew Gardens.
Oh, yeah. At Kew Gardens? Yeah. That's a bit of a stretch from you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's where Rose's mum lives. She lives in southwest London. So we went...
That's an hour drive, isn't it, or train?
It's an hour and a half with traffic or an hour without.
So you drove, it's a long drive. And what time did you go?
Well, there's a antiques market near Rose's mum's house. So me and Rose, we drove down at like 7 in the morning, dropped our daughter off with Rose's mum, then we went to the market.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, had a lovely day at the market.
And so you've got the baby with you?
Got the baby with us.
Yep, and that's nice. She gets a bit of nan time and all that. Yeah. And yeah, lovely. So you've got... Oh, that's nice. Okay.
Yeah, very nice. And then...
7 a.m. is an early... So pre-rush hour you drove to southwest London?
Well, it was rush hour by the time we got in because we left at 7 a.m. We were meant to leave at 6:30, Rob.
6:30? For a day out?
Yeah, you've got to remember, we've been up 2 hours by that point, so it's fine.
You arrived for a bit of lunch? What did you have for lunch at 8 a.m?
Ploughman's.
Nice Ploughman's, yeah, sure.
Nice Ploughman's.
Right, yeah, so you've dropped her off, dropped the daughter off.
Yeah, Rose's mum took her around the park, which was a very good...
She gets
good...
a lot of park trips, didn't she, your daughter?
Yeah, which was a very good thing for her to do. Although, there's an argument, before a 75-minute walk around Christmas lights where you can only go in one direction, she was putting a lot of miles in her legs, should we say.
Pre-marathon 5K.
Yeah, pre-marathon 5K.
Just get loose. Yeah. You love taking her outside near grass. Chuck her in a soft play, mate.
There isn't a soft play near
me. Has she ever been soft play?
Yeah, she's been to soft play. Has she been to soft play? I don't know.
She could be like Mowgli. She's only ever been in a park. She won't understand heating.
I'll be honest with you, Rob. She's not got that much interest in the park. We take her out because we feel we should take her outside the house. She's mainly interested in Peppa Pig and drawing.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so she's gone to the park while you're at the antiques market.
Yeah. So then afternoon passes by, comes to do the Christmas lights. We go there. Obviously, we're late.
So what time's the Christmas? Because it's obviously got to be dark. So
You book their 20-minute arrival slots.
Yep.
And it says, if you don't make your slot, you're not coming in.
Oh.
And let's be honest, we all know that's bullshit. They're not turning people away at the Kew Gardens Christmas lights.
Oh, no, I don't. There's no one there that's going to enforce that. It's not O'Neill's at midnight.
Exactly. So we turn up.
Some little National Trust nerd with glasses on. Excuse me, you've missed your slot. Have I? Fucking all stop me. bowl through, innit? That's what I do.
Yeah, of course. You don't even have a ticket. It's like you're like that guy with the flare up his arse at Wembley, aren't you?
I'll show you a Christmas light, mate. Excuse me, sir. Have you got a flare up your arse? Yeah, yeah. Where's yours? Is it Christmas or not? What are we doing here? We're just walking around here without a flare up my arse. Come on. That should be a new phrase. I pull your socks up, stick a flare up your arse, mate. Come on. Let's get going. I'll have one out of my mouth in a minute as well. Let's go. Double M me.
Yeah, double M me. That's too far. This is the laddiest episode we've ever got.
Oh, mate, I'm going to do it.
Michael, just don't choose double end me as the title of the podcast, ideally.
Just call it two top shaggers having a catch-up.
Yeah, two top shaggers burping and having a catch-up.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hi, I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars. Because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drum roll, please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
Oh, sorry, Josh. So you got there. What time did you get there then?
Well, the parking. There's no parking, but we were driving there. So you have to park a car park that they've got, which is a 15-minute walk from the place.
You've already got a 75-minute walk, haven't you?
No, mate, we're putting more miles in her fucking legs. She's at the exact age where she's too old. She won't go in the pram anymore.
Too heavy to carry.
But too heavy to carry. Oh. So she's walking. Guy directs us. We get lost on the way there, walking around this pond that's like outside the National Archives for some reason.
You've got to do these things first thing in the morning. I know you can't do Christmas lights.
You can't.
Really early before it's come up. Lights come up. You should have got it there at five.
Wait a week.
You know, obviously a bit of waiting around since breakfast, but then you were there at five. Oh, God, Christmas lights panic me. I hate Christmas lights for the kids. Go on.
So she's really getting angry now, my daughter, as we're walking there. Yeah. Rose is panicking. Yeah. Rose is saying, they're not going to let us in, which is the eternal discussion me and Rose have. If we're ever late for anything, like a doctor's appointment, she'll go, well, they're not going to see us. And I use my phrase, my always phrase, we're not the first people that have ever been late. It'll be fine. I reckon we've had this discussion 200 times.
Lou does that to me. She panics a little bit about late. And you know what Lou does that really annoys me? If we go somewhere that we've both never been...
I'm looking forward to next week when you go. I've had a bit of blowback from Lou on that comment I made about what annoyed...
No, she knows this annoys me, and it's a fair one, to be fair. This is not me just being laddie and moaning about my wife, because it's the laddie episode. And she's got plenty of things.
The laddie special.
We'll go to a restaurant or a pub or somewhere we've never been before, and she'll go to me, Rob, where are the toilets? And I go, it's not a bank job. I've not had the fucking plans for a week. What do you think? I had one. I don't know. Just smell shit and walk towards it. Like, just ask. I've not been here. Sorry, guys. Yeah. So you're walking around, so you're going to be late. Yeah. Yeah. So you're upset and tired before the walk.
My daughter is. I'm trying to keep an even keel.
Is your mother-in-law there as well?
Yeah, she's keeping an
Perfect.
Even keel.
Great.
Rose
Excellent.
Is saying that we're not going to be allowed in.
That's great. Yeah. I love having a row with my wife in front of her mum. I don't know about you. That's my favourite time to have a row with my wife.
No, it's actually quite helpful because her mum always takes my side. Now,
really?
No, not in front of Rose. But once she's gone, we
she'll
confirm.
Pull you and go.
Yeah, you're right. The best thing about that is I know Rose is listening, so I'm just saying that to annoy her. That's the beauty of it. It doesn't even happen. I'm just saying it to annoy her. Or does it happen? We'll never know.
We'll never know.
So then there's another couple with pushing two kids in buggies. Mm. And I'm like, are you going there? We'll follow you. So we're walking with them. And my daughter's really kicking off by this point. She's got too many miles in her legs.
Yeah.
She already wants to go home. I take a chance. I think I'll just go on the black cab app, see if there's a black cab. Yeah. One is 2 minutes away and he's on his way to us.
Oh.
And so I say to this couple...
To drive through Kew Gardens?
No, just get us there. It's a 10-minute. Right. It's a 10-minute walk. No, not to drive through the gardens.
Hell, mate, it's a bit bougie there. Kids diving out the way like Colin McRae rally.
We got the 75-minute walk done in 10 minutes.
Exactly. Did you see the lights? Not really. Look like a blur. Never mind. Off we go.
So anyway, I have to say to this couple, you go on ahead. I don't want to tell them I've got a black cab, obviously.
Oh, you rat. You little
bagger. You go on ahead, guys. We're just dealing with my daughter.
Yeah.
Black cab turns up. We get in. You know, like on an app, when you get in and that's the first time they see where the destination is.
Yeah.
And he's like, that's the destination. Mate, you can walk that. He's absolutely effing livid, Rob.
Really?
Yeah. Come on, it's a fare. I mean, it's £4, but it's a fare.
Well, they have to have card machines and apps now, and they have to start paying tax. So a lot of
I know, but I tipped him 15%, Rob. I tipped him a bit more out of guilt, but he was fuming.
Livid.
Absolutely livid. But it was our only option. Anyway, we pull up outside the thing, get out of the black cab, and there's the couple just crossing the road in front of us, see us getting out of the black cab. Absolute humiliation.
At the same time?
At the same time, yeah.
Oh, God. But that annoys me about cab drivers, because I'm like, okay, it isn't a long journey, but it doesn't mean you're not allowed another job for an hour.
No, exactly. And I've just taken you back to a hub of people who are trying to leave Kew Gardens.
Yeah.
You get another job.
Yeah, anyway, how much was the cab journey then?
£4. But I tipped him 15% as well.
That's sweet, sweet 15%.
Yeah, which was another 50p.
£4. It's about £3 just on the meter getting in.
Yeah, it was. But anyway, we then get into the Christmas lights.
I've never known a family to be this upset before our entry.
Yeah. So we start walking around. My daughter is flagging badly early on.
Sugar? Go for sugar?
Yeah, we buy her some churros. She says,
yeah, a big old carb coma.
She says that she wants to eat them sitting down.
Oh.
There's no seats, Rob, anywhere. And the problem is, she's then going, I want to go home.
Mm.
But you're locked in. It's as my mother-in-law said, it's like IKEA. It's a one-way system.
So you've got to, the only way through is to walk.
To finish it.
Oh, God. What do you do? Shoulders?
She wouldn't do any of it. She wouldn't be picked up. She's just complaining.
She's been awake for 14 hours at this point.
Yeah, exactly. Out of nowhere, we come to a place that's selling chips.
A chip shop.
Well, I wanted to say a chip shop, but it was like a stall selling chips.
Yeah, a Christmas market stall.
A Christmas market stall selling chips.
Because I think a Christmas market is basically normal food that you'd buy, but £2 more expensive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
£2 generous.
And there's someone
with a
Santa
hat. £5 for fucking hot chocolate, mate. £5.
£5.
That's more than the taxi.
Yeah. He needs a jacket in and start selling hot chocolate. Yeah,
come on, mate. You're in the wrong game. I said to him, you're in the wrong game. Get some marshmallows. Get a bit of squirty cream. Clean up.
Right. So you got the chips?
Oh, the transformative effect of the chips was like nothing I've ever seen. Suddenly, everything was right with the world.
Blimey.
And that night was like parenting, because then the next half hour was completely magical.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know. Disappointing for this podcast.
This is a story of hope.
Yeah. And then it was amazing. And we had but that's what parenting's like, isn't it? Like, is it hell or it's amazing? Like, there's no...
Yeah.
Like, so you're having these magical moments and you suddenly forget all the awful bit. Or when you're having an awful bit, you forget the magical moments. You never...
Yeah.
You can never get perspective on both of them.
And it can turn on a sixpence.
Oh, it's just instantly.
On a portion of chips.
Exactly.
That £15 portion of chips has changed your day.
Yeah. And we had this amazing time, and I'd highly recommend the Kew Gardens Christmas lights. It was brilliant. And then we left, and then the moment we started the walk back to the car, it was back to her legs hurting. And
Of course.
No taxis this time. And instantly, I forgot the magic. Instantly, it was the worst night of my life again.
So another hour and a half drive home. So what time did you get in?
Well, this is the beauty, Rob. We got in at 9 p.m.
Oh, it's a late one.
It's a late one.
She got nursery the next day.
Yeah, but that wasn't the interesting one. Got in at 9 p.m. It only bloody knocked my baby's sleep.
No way.
Yeah, if you've got a baby that's waking up at 4 a.m, get to the fucking Christmas lights.
So what time did he wake up?
6.
Wow. Okay, that
and
is mega.
Yesterday he
that
did 5:15. Rob, 5:15. Now that's good.
No, he's
in
going
my
back.
World, no, he did 5:15 again today. He's knocked into the fives, Rob. The glorious fives. I thought it was only a dream, but I'm living in a world where I'm getting up after 5 a.m. now.
And I'm living past, it. You know it's 8 minutes past and you're rounding up.
It was 10 past today, yeah. But but I'm living a post-5 a.m. world.
So you're in a post-5 a.m. Because I think, you know, 7 a.m. is the ultimate dream.
Yeah.
Right? But, but 6, I think everyone will happily accept. You take a 6.
I don't think anyone should be complaining in the 6s.
No, you're not complaining.
If you're in the 7s, I think you should feel guilty because it's too good.
Yes, I think you should. And shame.
Yeah.
And if you're at 8 o'clock... Pull yourself together.
Yeah.
You've got to go to school. Sort your life out. Yeah, 8 o'clock, yeah, exactly. You mad bastard. Yeah. Right? 7 o'clock is the ideal. 6, you can moan a little bit, but you know you're living on easy street. 5 is awful but acceptable. Yeah. 4:30 is the end of your life.
Yeah. I'd say that is perfect. And I look forward to that t-shirt being made with the descriptions of the wake up times and what they mean, because that absolutely sums up the experience of every parent.
But so now the pressure's on for you need him to hold that 5:10 a.m.
I know. I don't want to have to go to the Christmas lights once a week to reset him.
It might be worth it.
It was hell on earth for 80% of the time. But 20% of it was the most magical Christmas moments of my life.
Well, we're going to that Lapland place in Ascot, Christmas Eve place. So I'll report back on that. But that's a daytime thing. We're going on a Saturday morning.
Oh, lovely.
So I'll let you know what that's like. That's supposed to be nice. Right, we should have some Instagrams before we do a small business shout-out.
Let's do...
I don't know if we covered this, the vulva and vagina debate we had. We had lots of messages when we was talking about vaginas. Lots of messages, but short and swift, vulva outside, vagina inside.
Right.
Which is sort of feels like some sort of discriminatory sort of pub policy.
Yes.
Vulvas outside, vaginas in. Off you go.
Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
This episode is brought to you by Etsy. Sound the gifting panic alarm. You need to get an amazing gift. Wait, no, the perfect gift. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. It's easy. Just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com. Then answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like. And Gift Mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Now it's simple to find gifts made by independent sellers for all the people in your life. So whether you need a housewarming gift for the new homeowner or a birthday present for the pickleballer, Gift Mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
I think this is a tired story, Josh. You like these?
Oh, these are my favourite.
Hi, Rob and Josh. Before pay at pump, when my kids were smaller, they all fell asleep coming home from school/nursery and I needed petrol. So I thought it was the perfect time to get it, as I didn't need to get them all out of their car seats. Yeah, this is a nightmare when you need to get petrol, but your kids are awake in the car. Yeah. It's a nightmare getting them in and out, but you can't leave them. So I got out of the car and by habit, I locked it and went to get the pump and put the petrol in. And the cover wouldn't pop.
Oh, that's what happened to me the other day, isn't it?
Yeah. I stood looking bewildered, pushing the cover and starting to panic as I was on fumes. Very embarrassingly, I was so tired I started to cry. And a very frightened looking bloke asked if I was okay. I blabbered out some sort of reply and he said, "Shall I force it open for you?" I said, "Yes." He went to his van and got some sort of tool and snapped the lock part of the cover.
Oh no.
He did it, literally, as he snipped it, I realised it wouldn't open as the car was locked.
Oh,
so, Josh, you're not the only one.
Oh, God. Oh.
At the time, I had twins aged 18 months and a 5.5-year-old, so my only excuse was tiredness. Oh, imagine going home to tell your partner that as well. Oh, yeah, we need a new new petrol cap. What happened? I don't know, probably just hooligans. Local thugs.
Do you know, I've had to move my car. Oh, this is so boring. I've had to move my car off my road, Rob.
Oh, why?
Because they're installing extra fast broadband. Oh, I can't wait.
extra fast.
But like, they were trumpeting some fibery cable. Do you know what I mean?
Trumpeting. Well, BT, I know this BT, because my mate, my holiday mate, works at BT.
Oh, there we go, yeah.
Said that babies...
Still in touch?
Yeah, actually, I'm seeing him next week.
Oh, yeah.
Having a drink in London, because the other one's down from New Kelman. How are you, the lads?
You meet up, all three of you?
Yeah, he's in London. He went, do you want to go for a drink? I was like, yeah, go on. It's quite nice meeting sort of like holiday mates, because there's no baggage. You sort of just talk about, excuse the pun. So you sort of just chat about, oh, I want a holiday fun, where sometimes you meet up with your own mates. Like, oh, God, you've got to wait your divorce again, have we? Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's just sort of quite free and easy holiday banter.
So what topics do you think you'll cover? How much do you think you'll cover holiday?
I think it's going to be a huge nostalgia trip of the holiday.
Do you think?
Yeah, remember that? A few in jokes from the lads.
Yeah.
We're called the 10:30 Club, because that's what time we used to meet in the lobby to go for drinks.
Yeah, I'm called the 4:15 Club. Me and my baby are in it.
I don't know, what was I saying? What was I talking about? Oh, yeah, BT have promised the government that they're going to install super fast broadband to every home in the country by a certain date.
Oh, well, they're doing me at the moment, Rob. They're doing me at the moment, and I can tell you.
So where's the car?
I had to park it right, buddy. I'm not actually that far away. It's not that bad. As soon as I brought it up, I thought I shouldn't have brought this up. Even for this podcast, this is slight.
You get a cab, £4 cab to it?
I would say it is a minute walk.
Okay, that's not too
not
far.
Good enough. It's not good enough as an anecdote.
Not good enough as an anecdote, Josh. It's not.
Simply not good enough.
Simply not good enough.
You wouldn't get that on bloody... You know
what?
I was gonna say off menu. I don't know why.
Yeah, we'll go.
They'd be
too
busy asking whether someone likes a fucking crouton or whatever they do.
They're too busy Ed Gamble trying to work out who the weird sort of culty person James has booked.
So, which American sitcom you in?
Ed Gamble just desperate for Gordon Ramsay. right.
Okay, I listened to an episode. I was slagged off in it 3 times.
Was you, pair of c***s? What did they say about you?
They described my Who Do You Think You Are episode as boring.
Oh, well, no, that's all of those shows, isn't it, really? Yeah. I'm joking. No, I thought it was interesting, Josh.
No.
I like watching your little...
I know it's bants, but they didn't know I was going to hear the bants. That's what's weird about it. So they've been doing this the whole time.
What else have they been saying about you?
I listened to it because I heard Jack D slagged off Ivo, so I wanted to hear it.
Oh, what did he say about Ivo? A bunch of little bitches, aren't you, you lot?
He told me... you must have heard the story about when Ivo supported Jack D.
No,
I haven't. Heard this? Well, so Ivo was supporting Jack D.
Yep.
And...
Ivo Graham, this is...
Ivo Graham,
on the show.
Yeah. Ivo went on, and then he came off, and it was the break, and he said to the guy at the theatre, I want to get some dinner, and then I'm going to watch Jack. What are the takeaways around it? And the guy said, the only thing around is an Indian... He's like, oh, what, do you know what? I'm going to treat myself. So he went out, didn't tell Jack, bought like a full Indian. So like curry, rice, naan, poppadoms, the works.
Yeah.
Came back. Jack went on. Ivo set up a table at the side of the stage with his chair. Had his full Indian while he listened to the show in the wings.
So he sat and had an Indian takeaway in the wings of a theatre? Yeah. Not in the dressing room?
No.
That is mental.
Halfway through, Jack stops the show and goes, can anyone smell cuppa soup? And loads of people in the audience were like, yeah, we can smell. And Ivo's Indian. And
he's heckling him with smell.
Yeah, his smell had infected into the whole theatre. Anyway, Jack D was slagging off Ivo based on that story.
Yeah.
So I listened because I wanted to hear what Jack D said.
Okay, and then they slagged you
and
off.
And they just slagged me off.
Oh, what else did they say about you, mate?
I can't even remember. It was all
good fun, isn't it?
It was all good fun. It was all good podcasting bants, isn't it?
Good laughing at your mates slag you off. Anyway, okay. Oh, here we go. I've got another Instagram. Then we'll do small business shout. We need to do a catch up special of Instagrams.
Well, let's do purely who we got on Friday. We got Hugo Monnier on Friday. Beforehand, I'm going to tell you, the well is dry of anecdotes with me. We'll do pure Instagrams and emails.
One last exotic location one. Here we go. Last week you asked about where people are listening from. Well, I live in a small village under Mount Etna in Sicily.
Oh.
called Sant Alfio, a population of 1,400 people, and me, the crazy English lady, who is giggly listening to your podcast in the car. I have two children, but much older now, a 20-year-old daughter who's at university in Kent studying law, and a 14-year-old son who's just started high school here in Sicily.
Oh,
and
wow.
Listening to you both makes me laugh. As children get older, the problems just get different. Oh, fuck off, Jane. Sorry, Jane. Don't drop that on me from your mountainside villa. Fuck's sake, I need hope. Fuck. Sorry, that really just came out.
No, it's fine, Rob. It's fine. It's totally fine.
Oh, I'm tired, boy. I'm a tired boy.
Right, anyway, small business shout out. As it's been such a laddie episode, shall we redress the balance and go with the most stiff neck thing we've ever received?
Let's go a bit more hipstery and wokerati. Let's do that.
Hi, guys. Just wondered if you can give my awesome mate Small Business a shout out. At Boochacha. That's B-double-O, char, C-H-A, C-H-A. Boochacha is a service which supplies all the necessities to brew your own kombucha at home.
Oh, yeah, because I've been waiting to do that.
I knew you were the target market, Rob.
Yeah, I just had to work out what it was first, but now I know, I think. I want to brew it.
Do you know what? There'll be a lot of people around my way who want Boochacha. It's so fun and healthy for mind and body. Find her on www.boochacha.co.uk and order yours. Thanks, Dean.
Go on, Dean.
How many of them are they selling in South East London?
Kombucha. I'm kombuchaed off my nut as I speak, mate. Yeah. I can barely pull a string sentence together. What is kombucha? Is that a healthy gut stuff? So it's a bit like it's got stuff in it that makes your stomach good.
Yeah, I think so.
Fermented.
Rose's mum's big into it and Rose's mum's big into the gut.
Okay, it's fermented and it basically it's good for gut health.
Yeah.
Because over Christmas, my guts are all over the place.
Get yourself some Boochacha at Boochacha, www.boochacha.co.uk. What you got for me?
Right, I've got another shout out. This is it's a clothing company. This guy, I haven't got his name actually. I can't remember his name. What's his name? His name's come up. But anyway, he's this guy who wasn't working much during the lockdown and started up a clove company called The Third Monkey.
The Third Monkey.
And it's fitness clothes. And I mean, he's a friend of a friend. So actually, I did get given one of the T-shirts. I'm sharing this. I don't want some sort of Matt Hancock abuse by giving contracts to pub landlords. But no, he gave me a T-shirt. And to be fair, I wear it quite a lot. And it's a really good clothes. And it's www.the, and then the number 3RD for third, monkey.com. And you go on Instagram and it's 3RD. Full stop, monkey, and loads of stuff. There's bobble hats, there's T-shirts, jumpers, hoodies, and stuff. But it's quite good. I've got a couple, and they're quite thin, so they're quite good for exercise because they look quite cool, but they're not really heavy, you know. And I wear them on holiday as well, actually. It's good stuff, to be fair.
Are they helping you get ripped?
Yeah, it's great for my nips. I just look so tonking it. But yeah, Third Monkey clothes. And go on their website. There's loads of nice stuff for Christmas presents and things like that.
Right, Ugo Monier on Friday. It's a great one. Talking to people that are ripped. See you then.
Bye.